Did you get taller over the summer? Okay, now I'm being weird.
I did. Thank you for noticing.
He squints at me like he's scrutinizing my face.
You look different too, Bogdan.
In a good way? He flashes me a smile, revealing the crooked teeth that only make him cuter.
In a very good way.
That's what I was just telling her, says Shannon, looping an arm around my shoulders. Look at this hot bitch.
I am,
Chase says with a grin, but I barely hear him. A ghost is walking through the door of the school. A ghost with smooth bronze skin and full lips and lush dark waves and amber eyes that I know from experience can convince you to do things you never, ever dreamed you would. Things you liked. Things you loved. Things you've thought about with the lights off every night since. Why is there a Jasmine Killery-shaped ghost haunting Stratford? Haunting me.
Yo, Bogdan!
Meticulously manicured nails snap in front of my face. Where do you go? I blink, expecting my vision to clear, but Jasmine's still there. A flesh and blood being whose face may be partially obscured by a phone, but whose very real existence is as undeniable as the thunderous pounding in my chest at the sight of her. Where do you go? How do I tell my best friend? I don't even know where to begin answering that question. Then. The air is different in the Outer Banks, but then everything is. The houses are all elevated on slats of wood to prevent destruction by flooding. The main road spanning southward from sea level is wide and flat and lonely. Nothing is more than two or three stories, tops. It's a far cry from the suburbs of New York City and the summer I'm supposed to be spending hand-selling books, consuming my weight in frozen yogurt, babysitting the Sullivan triplets, and glaring jealously at Instagram selfies of Shannon posted from the top of the Eiffel Tower. It wasn't a dream summer plan, but it was mine. Wrecked the instant my mom swept into our apartment and announced I had a week to pack an entire summer's worth of stuff. I wasn't happy about it. Any of it. But I'm not 18 yet, and I can't exactly show up at my dad's house for the first time in years begging to be babysat. Instead, I spent a week moping in front of crappy TV, said goodbye to my friends, packed my duffel bag with clothing meant for moping, and we were off. It's a little humiliating staying in the guest suite of my mom's boss's huge beach house, but at least it has a small second bedroom for me with an incredible view of the Atlantic. Declan Killery, CEO of Decker Industries, either did something very right in a past life or does a lot of terrible shit in this one. It only takes half an hour for us to get settled before we're summoned to the kitchen, or at least my mother is. I tag along because what on earth else am I supposed to do? Plus, I'm hungry. Thankfully, Mr. Killery is generous with the contents of his fridge, basically telling me to go to town before turning to my mom for the rundown of his schedule for the night. You'd think it'd be pretty chill, given he's at his vacation house, but by the time I tune out in favor of celery and peanut butter, he's already been advised of 3 conference calls, given a set of renovation plans to review for his Dallas office, and told he has a date at 10 p.m. at a wine bar in Kill Devil Hills. I pretend not to hear the last part. It's gotta be embarrassing for a 17-year-old to overhear that your secretary makes your romantic social plans. But if he's noticed I'm still in the room, there's no indication. They're going over tomorrow morning's schedule when a whirlwind sweeps into the kitchen in a blur of long black curls and longer tanned legs. It whooshes right past me to the fridge, nearly whacks me with the door as it pulls out a coconut water, and lets out a moan loud enough to shake the walls as she takes a long sip. I'd think she hadn't noticed anyone in the room at all, but then she complains, "It is so fucking hot outside. I need to jump in the pool." And then she looks right at me, with the closest thing to golden eyes I've ever seen. "Who are you?"
"Manners, Jasmine," says Mr. Killery. "You remember my assistant, Anya?"
He gestures to my mom, who looks completely unfazed.
"This is her daughter, Larissa. They're staying with us this summer. Didn't your mother tell you?"
She shrugs. "I might have been tuning her out at the time." At least she's honest. "You have a bathing suit?" she asks me. I do, though I have a feeling it cost about $500.